Welcome to Joe Robbie Stadium in Miami, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Florida Marlins. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ray Lankford. Batting second. The shortstop, Ozzie Smith. Batting third. The first baseman, Greg Jeffries. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Todd Zeile. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bernard Gilkey. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Luis Alicia. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Pignazzi. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alan Watson. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Alan Watson. For the Florida Marlins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chuck Carr. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Renteria. Batting third. The right fielder, Gary Sheffield. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Conine. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Colbrun. Batting sixth. The catcher, Benito Santiago. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Brett Barbary. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Kurt Abbott. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mark Gardner. Pitching for the Florida Marlins, Mark Gardner. And now, play ball. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lankford hits a pop-up towards short. Abbott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Smith hits a line drive into left field. Conine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Jeffries hits a fly ball into center field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Carr strikes out. One out. Rich Renteria is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Renteria is hit by the pitch. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Sheffield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zeile fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Marlins nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Zeile hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Conine. Zeile reaches second base with a double. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Whiten hits a fly ball into left field. Conine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernard Gilkey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Gilkey hits a fly ball into center field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Zeile moves to third. Two outs. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Alicia hits a ball on the ground towards first. Colbrun scoops it up and throws to first, with Gardner covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Conine strikes out. One out. Greg Colbrun is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Colbrun hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Benito Santiago is at the plate with a count of 1-2. The umpire calls a balk on Watson. Colbrun moves to second. Benito Santiago is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Santiago hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Colbrun moves to third. Brett Barbary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barbary hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alicia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Abbott is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Abbott hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Whiten. Abbott reaches second base with a double. Colbrun scores. Santiago moves to third. It's 1-0, Marlins. Mark Gardner is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gardner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Marlins 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tom Pignazzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignazzi hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cardinals, 1, Marlins, 1. Alan Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a fly ball into left field. Conin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lankford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lankford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Abbott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Lankford. The throw from Santiago and he is out, Abbott applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Marlins 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Carr is 0-for-1 in the game. Carr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zile fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Renteria is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Renteria is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Renteria hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheffield is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheffield hits a fly ball into left field. Gilkey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Marlins 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffries hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Todd Zile is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Zile is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Zile takes first base on ball 4. Jeffries moves to second. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Whiten is 0-for-1 in the game. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barbary fields it and throws to second for the out. Jeffries moves to third. One out. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilkey is 0-for-1 in the game. Gilkey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Renteria juggles the ball. That's an error on Renteria. Jeffries scores. Whiten moves to second. It's 2-1, Cardinals. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Alicia is 0-for-1 in the game. Alicia hits a ball on the ground towards first. Colbrun scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alicia for the out. Whiten moves to third. Gilkey moves to second. Two outs. Tom Pignazzi is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Pignazzi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pignazzi is walked intentionally. Alan Watson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Watson is 0-for-1 in the game. Watson hits a fly ball into right field. Sheffield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Marlins 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Conine is 0-for-1 in the game. Conine hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Greg Colbrun batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Colbrun is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Colbrun hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Conine moves to second. Benito Santiago is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santiago is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Santiago hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Conine scores. Colbrun moves to second. It's Cardinals, 2, Marlins, 2. Brett Barbary is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Barbary is 0-for-1 in the game. Barbary hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. Colbrun moves to third. One out. Kurt Abbott is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Abbott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Abbott strikes out. 2 outs. Mark Gardner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Marlins 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lankford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lankford hits a fly ball into left field. Conine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Smith batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Sheffield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jeffries is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jeffries hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Conine. Jeffries reaches second base with a double. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Zeile is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Zeile takes first base on ball 4. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Whiten is 0-for-2 in the game. Whiten hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Jeffries scores. Zeile moves to second. It's 3-2, Cardinals. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gilkey is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gilkey hits a fly ball into left field. Conine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Marlins 2. The Marlins will come to bat. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr is 0-for-2 in the game. Carr hits a line drive into left field. Gilkey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Renteria is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Renteria is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Renteria hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zeile fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Sheffield is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheffield takes first base on ball 4. Renteria moves to second. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Conine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Conine hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alicia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Colbrun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colbrun is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Colbrun hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pignazzi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Marlins 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alicia is 0-for-2 in the game. Alicia hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Pignazzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignazzi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pignazzi hits a fly ball into right field. Sheffield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Watson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Watson is 0-for-2 in the game. Watson strikes out. Two outs. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. There goes Alicia. The throw from Santiago to Abbott and they have Alicia trapped. The throw over to Colbrun, who applies the tag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Marlins 2. The Marlins will come to bat. Benito Santiago is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Santiago is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Santiago hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brett Barbary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barbary is 0-for-2 in the game. Barbary bunts towards third. Zile fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Santiago moves to second. Kurt Abbott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abbott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Abbott bunts towards the mound. Watson fields it and throws to first for the out. Santiago moves to third. Barbary moves to second. One out. Alex Arias pinch hits for Mark Gardner. Alex Arias is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Arias hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Santiago scores. Two outs. It's Cardinals, 3, Marlins, 3. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr is 0-for-3 in the game. Carr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Marlins 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Luis Aquino now pitching. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lankford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lankford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barbary scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Abbott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jeffries is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Jeffries hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Colbrun settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Marlins 3. The Marlins will come to bat. Rich Renteria is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Renteria is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Renteria hits a line drive into left field. Gilkey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheffield is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sheffield hits a line drive into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Conine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Conine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zile fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Marlins 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Todd Zile batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Zile is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Zile hits a ball on the ground towards short. Abbott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Whiten is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kyle Braun scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whiten for the out. Two outs. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Gilkey is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gilkey hits a line drive towards the mound. Aquino reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Marlins 3. The Marlins will come to bat. Greg Colbrun is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Colbrun is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Colbrun hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benito Santiago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santiago is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Santiago hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brett Barbary is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Barbary is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Barbary hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Marlins 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Yorkis Perez now pitching. Jerry Brown now playing second base. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alicia is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alicia hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tom Pignazzi batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Pignazzi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pignazzi hits a line drive into left field. Conine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Coolbaugh pinch hits for Alan Watson. Scott Coolbaugh is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Coolbaugh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lankford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lankford hits a fly ball into center field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Marlins 3. The Marlins will come to bat. Vicente Palacios now pitching. Kurt Abbott is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Abbott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Abbott hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Whiten. Abbott reaches second base with a double. Jerry Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Brown bunts towards third. Zile fields it and throws to first for the out. Abbott moves to third. One out. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Carr is 0-for-4 in the game. Carr hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Florida Marlins, 5, and St. Louis Cardinals, 3. Goodbye from Joe Robbie Stadium in Miami.